Hello, everybody. This is Daniel Colenda, and I want to welcome you to the very first episode of a brand new podcast that I'm calling Off the Record. I've been meaning to start a podcast for quite a long time now. Actually, I did have a podcast once before. A couple of years ago, I did a limited edition 90-day series. It was a daily two-minute show called 90 Days to Life, and it was based on my book, Live Before You Die. And I might also take this opportunity to make a shameless plug for both the podcast, 90 Days to Life, and the book, Live Before You Die. I think both will be a blessing to you. But I've also known for quite some time that I needed something a little bit more informal that would be a medium for connecting with many of you, our friends, spread out all over the world in a more ongoing basis. And honestly, if you're wondering why now, I just felt like this was something that I could not put off any longer. And so here we are, and here we go. What I'd like to do in this very first episode is just to lay out sort of the overarching concept and purpose for the show, as well as to give you probably a sampling of some of the rambling you can come to expect in future episodes. To be honest, this is probably more for my sake than yours, because sometimes I find it helpful just to articulate my own thoughts. It's a way of keeping myself accountable and focused. But also, in the meantime, I will give you some idea of why I'm doing this so that you can decide if it's something you want to be a part of. Hopefully you'll see what I'm trying to accomplish here, and if it's interesting to you, you will go ahead and subscribe right now so that we can take this exciting journey together. So why am I doing a podcast? I definitely don't need another thing to do, but I'm hoping that this medium will provide a sort of elegant solution to several problems that I currently have all at once. And by solving several problems at once, I'm hoping it will actually be helpful to me and a blessing to you without being an added burden. So the first of those problems is that I honestly feel as though I lack an outlet to interact with the many questions and comments that come my way on a daily basis. Now, those of you that are familiar with me will know that I'm an evangelist, so my primary work is public preaching ministry. I travel quite a lot internationally, and I often speak in meetings where there are thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of people in attendance. I've preached to over 40 million people in the last 10 years and traveled to 80-some countries around the world. In addition to preaching in these public meetings, I also teach in schools, preach in conferences and churches, and write books, and have a daily and a weekly television show, and the list goes on. And these are all wonderful platforms, but they are all of a more formal nature that is not really conducive for interacting with the overwhelming amount of feedback that I receive, especially on social media, and it is overwhelming. Just to give you an idea of how overwhelming it actually is, I posted a video on Facebook last week that just in the last 5 or 6 days has been seen 1.2 million times and was shared 15,000 times. And has over 5,000 comments. And that's just one video on one profile on one platform. On Facebook alone, I have 16 different profiles that are in different languages and geared toward different audiences. And between all the different social media platforms for myself personally and our ministry, there are millions of followers all over the world. And so, as you can imagine, your question that's left as a direct message or a comment on a post is a needle in a haystack. And so I've decided to set up a dedicated email address that is there solely for the purpose of receiving your questions. And I have an administrator there who will respond to each of those messages and sort of curate and filter the best ones for me to address here on this program. And I will tend to address the most common questions first, because that obviously makes the most sense to address the things that are most relevant and interesting to the greatest number of listeners. That email address that I've set up for you is questions@askdk.com. Let me give that to you again. It's questions@askdk.com. And actually, I originally thought that I might call this podcast Ask Me Anything, because my plan was and still is to address a lot of your questions and concerns that come in through the many different social media platforms where I am active. However, I decided not to call it Ask Me Anything because it's going to serve a couple of other very important purposes as well. And the second of those is that this podcast is going to be sort of a critical part of my own creative process. You know, years ago as a discipline, I used to publish a blog article every day. If you go to danielcalenda.com and look back in the archives, and I'm talking about years back, you'll find those daily articles. And that proved to be such an amazingly profitable exercise for me. Some of the thoughts and articles, the things that I fleshed out in those days, are things that I later wrote entire books on. I've preached countless messages from those ideas and developed them further in many different ways over the years. All of that to say that this is the layer of content creation where this podcast comes into play. This is not like a finalized, highly produced production here. This is going to be like the new version of my blog. And it's just really like a first draft, if you will, of things that I'm currently thinking through. And what comes out of this session is what I call grist for the mill. It's ideas that have been hashed out and articulated on some level, even if in a very primitive way. And some of those ideas will rise to the top like cream and end up being used in the future for writings and teachings and other more polished and highly produced forms. Other ideas will be left on the cutting room floor and never again see the light of day. But it's part of the process. And it's important that you realize this because this podcast is going to be incomplete and certainly imperfect. And it will probably also be a ramble fest because in a format like this, I don't feel any pressure to be concise or brief or organized or particularly articulate. You can triple the playback speed if I'm talking too slow. You can skip ahead if what I'm saying doesn't interest you. You can turn it off altogether if you don't like what I'm saying. That's fine. I'm going to be talking through things here in great, sometimes excruciating detail, as long or short as I want to. And again, I realize that this won't be for everyone, but I do feel that it will be a very valuable exercise for myself. And it also might just be interesting for a few of you listening as well. And that's why I'm calling the show Off the Record. And that leads me to the third and final purpose of the podcast. Folks, I need a place to vent sometimes. Most of my public life is conducted in settings where I don't have the luxury of just speaking informally or casually. As an evangelist, my job is not to tell people what I think. I don't preach my opinions. I preach the gospel. And I speak as an ambassador of Christ. And I take that role very seriously. And I refuse to mix that gospel preaching platform with personal opinions or political opinions or silly things or, frankly, poorly thought out things. But that doesn't mean that I don't have some personal opinions and that I don't want to share some political things from time to time or silly or even poorly thought out things. Sometimes I just need to get them off my chest. And a podcast called Off the Record seems like the perfect place to do that. I also have plans to conduct a few very interesting interviews, and they will be of the sort that you won't find on any of my other platforms. And they might be a little bit provocative and a little bit dangerous. So if I interview someone here, you're definitely going to want to check that out. Now, you might wonder why a podcast as opposed to all of the other platforms that are out there. And this is not a random decision either. I've thought about for a long time what would be the best format or medium for something like this. And of course, the content released here in the podcast will be adapted for and distributed on a whole bunch of other platforms as well, like YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and whatever else comes along in the years ahead. But the podcast will be home base because the format is just so flexible and so open. And as you may notice in this first episode, it's audio only. Now, I thought about using video, but you know, whenever you bring video into the mix, that introduces another layer of complexity and distraction. Now, I might record video as well from time to time in the future, but again, this podcast is going to be built on substance, not style. And I want to reserve the option to just sit down and record something, even if it's audio only, the way I'm doing it right now, without having to think about getting the right lighting and having a nice background and making sure that I'm wearing the right colors, no vertical stripes, and all of the other little details that are so important with video. Also, having the option of the audio-only format gives me the flexibility to record this program from anywhere in the world with minimal difficulty. I can record from a hotel room or my home office or anywhere. I don't need to be in a studio or lugging a bunch of equipment around. So the simplicity and flexibility of the podcast is very appealing to me. And one of these shows might be 5 minutes long. The other might be 50 minutes. It just depends on the subject and how in-depth I want to go at any given time. Now, just so you are aware, I'm also thinking about starting at least one more podcast, maybe even two, that focuses on different themes that are particularly relevant to me. Like, for example, I'd eventually like to have an evangelistic resources podcast because I know that many of you that follow me are either evangelists yourselves or you are interested in evangelism on some level. And I actually do quite a bit of training for evangelists in various ministry schools. And I think that I can also offer some real value to the general public through a podcast like this. So that would be an example of something a bit more formal and regularly produced. This show, on the other hand, is something I'm planning to work around my schedule as time permits, and as I have something I just feel I need to say. So in other words, I don't plan to release this religiously once a week, for example. It might be twice a week sometimes. It might be once a month some months. But one thing I can tell you, I plan to talk about things on this show that you have not heard me talk about before, and you probably will never hear me talk about again on any other platform or forum. So it should be interesting and even maybe a little bit risky. If all of this sounds interesting to you, why don't you go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform works best, and I'll be back very soon with the next episode of Daniel Kalenda, Off the Record.